AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A pair of reviews find that a white Cleveland police officer was justified in last November's shooting death of a 12-year-old armed with a pellet pistol. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Prosecutors investigating the death of Tamir Rice say they're just trying to be transparent in seeking and sharing the outside reviews. But a lawyer for the boy's family says the reports show prosecutors are avoiding accountability. The reports by a retired FBI agent and a Denver prosecutor both found that rookie patrolman Timothy Lohman, who shot the boy after pulling up beside him, exercised a reasonable use of force because he had reason to perceive the boy as a reasonable threat. Prosecutors are gathering evidence to present to a grand jury. I'm Mike Hempen.
Some 6,000 federal drug inmates are due for early release as a result of changes in sentencing guidelines. Many are small-time drug dealers, but an AP analysis of nearly 100 cases also found defendants who were armed with semi-automatic weapons, had past convictions for robbery and other crimes, and some moved cocaine across state lines or were involved in international heroin smuggling. Iran's official news agency reports judges have issued a verdict against jailed Washington Post reporter Jason Rizan. A judiciary spokesman did not elaborate on the verdict, saying only that Rizan has 20 days to appeal the decision. A trial was held in private for the Post-Tehran bureau chief on espionage charges. That trial and the charges have been roundly criticized by the U.S. government and press freedom groups around the world. Iran's military, meanwhile, says it has test-fired a long-range ballistic missile. This is the first test of a ballistic surface missile by Iran since the UN Security Council resolution endorsed the nuclear deal between Iran and other world powers. This is AP Radio News. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's attorney says the Army officer who conducted a pretrial hearing is recommending Bergdahl be spared the chance of a lengthy jail sentence. Ed Donahue has details.
Bergdahl was charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, a charge that could have carried a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. The recommendation is he face a lower-level court-martial. He could avoid any jail time at all and could be punished with a reduction of rank and a bad conduct discharge.
Bergdahl walked away from his post in Afghanistan, was captured in 2009. He was exchanged last year for five Taliban commanders. Final decision rests with General Robert Abrams, the commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command. One of Germany's largest producers of traditional wooden nutcrackers files for bankruptcy. DPA news agency reports that the 200-year-old Steinbach Nutcracker Company says it can't handle the higher labor costs. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.